I'm kind of exasperated, not because you asked the question, but because I've been talking about this since the second week of January, and something should have been done the second week of January, because it's quite obvious Congress would never adopt a tax policy that would put a competitor out of business. And we're causing a lot of problems for privately owned elevators because of how this was written, maybe not intentionally, but it was still had the effect of giving cooperatives a real advantage over privately owned things. And as a result of that, when we were only trying to preserve the status quo for co-ops, we gave them a decided advantage. So I think there's been an agreement reached, but I have to emphasize think, because I've thought that before, but I think it's reached a point where if there isn't a complete agreement, there's enough agreement within the Congress that if we can do what we originally intended to do of maintain the status quo for co-ops, we're going to go ahead and do it even if the co-ops aren't completely satisfied with what we're doing, because that's what we intended. Go back to what we intended. What's the big surprise about that? And then I think the goal would be, let me back up and give you the background for the next statement. You know, 2 weeks ago we reached an agreement on the budgets for 2018 and 2019, but the actual appropriations, omnibus appropriation bills aren't written yet. We have to take that up by March the 23rd. There shouldn't be any dispute anymore except just getting the bill written and getting it passed. And that this $199 that you're asking about would be put in that omnibus appropriation bill.
I'm sorry, but what would be included there would be with that agreement that you said has just about been reached.
Well, the $199, basically the way the law was prior to the passage of the tax bill before Christmas, in other words, leaving $199 for farmers and co-ops pretty much like it was, which in that position, it's been that way for 12 years, would not disadvantage private elevators like they're disadvantaged since Christmas.